You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on and all to a special bonus episode here on the Blogging the Boys podcast feed. I am RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from Blogging the Boys, from the Ocho, from the 750, and maybe from ESPN San Antonio. And, I've been hanging out on the Blitz a lot. Every day you can hear the Blitz from 4 to 7 p.m. Central Time with Jason Minix and Rob Thompson, 1250 a.m., 94.5 FM, and on the go at ESPNSA.com. I joined the guys. I've been joining them a lot lately, and on Friday, we had Gary Myers on. Gary Myers, of course, well-known in the Dallas area, the New York area, has been reporting on the Jamal Adams situation, and we had him on to discuss Jamal Adams, and so we thought it was a conversation you might like to hear. So, Gary Myers talking Jamal Adams on ESPN San Antonio. You will hear from Jason Minix, Rob Thompson, and myself. Enjoy, and have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday morning.
You're on the Blitz, 1250 ESPN San Antonio, 94.5 FM, on the go at ESPNSA.com. Thank you so much for dialing us in on a good old Friday afternoon. He's Jason Minix, safely distanced in his nook. RJ Ochoa hidden in his mama's basement, and James Pledger in the glass box in front of the mothership, the essential one of the crew. Boy, news has been moving fast and furious all day long regarding a potential deal that might bring Jamal Adams to the Dallas Cowboys from the New York Jets. We first heard about it this morning from Gary Myers. I got to follow his stuff way back when with the Dallas Morning News, but currently with the New York Daily News and a best-selling writer of one of the better books I've ever read, Brady versus Manning. Welcome aboard, Gary. Thanks so much for taking some time for us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well, and obviously, the idea of Jamal Adams as a Cowboy has been there for a long time. I thought that was kind of done, and boy, your sources, your Twitter's popping today, getting all that percolating again. What's the latest on the trade rumors?
Well, it's not even a money situation at this point. It hasn't even progressed that far. Adams has played 3 years, and he wants a new contract now. The Jets want to wait. So before they can even disagree on the money, their philosophy is completely different, and their agendas are different. So it's gotten a little acrimonious in the last week or so since the draft. The Jets have been talking to Adams' agent, and they made it pretty clear that they have no intention of doing anything right now. They do want to sign him long-term. The GM, Joe Douglas, has said he wants to make him a Jet for life, but has not put a timetable on that. And Adams, who became eligible for a contract extension after his third year, wants the deal now. So that's where it stands. And what I was told is that it got to the point this week that the Jets and Adams' people started discussing the possibility of them trading him. And that came up for the first time last October when the Cowboys offered a one for Adams and the Jets wanted a one and two twos, and nothing happened. So the Cowboys still make the most sense. If he's going to get traded, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get traded. It's a possibility for sure. I will have to see how this plays out.
Gary, obviously, the Cowboys make sense, as you said, for a lot of reasons. The Jets just played the NFC East last year, so you don't have to see Jamal for a long time if that happens. The familiarity with the area certainly speaks for itself. You tweeted today, and I think that there were some Cowboys fans that were prickled by this about a hypothetical, I thought, involving Michael Gallup. Can you kind of explain and walk us through that process? Is that a hypothetical? Obviously, the Jets would want to get as much as possible in return for Jamal.
Yeah, I mean, I can say now that what I've been told in the last few hours is the Jets want a one and a three. The one in Michael Gallup was my idea, and nobody had said that to me. I was just trying to use common sense on what made sense for both teams. Now, I think that Cowboy fans probably hold Michael Gallup in a little higher regard than people outside of Texas do. Excellent player, an emerging player, had a real good season last year. But if things progress the way you would anticipate in Dallas, after they drafted CeeDee Lamb and made a huge commitment to Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup is the third wide receiver on that team that has a great running back and a tight end that catches some passes. And so he's far from being the first option. The Jets' biggest need offensively is a number one wide receiver. Gallup has 2 years to go on his contract. You have to figure, unless they cut Cooper, and I know there's kind of a logical out after 2 years, but if they don't get rid of him, then they're not going to be able to afford to keep Gallup, figuring that Lamb is going to be, at that point, halfway to a new contract himself. So to me, it made sense to include him in the deal. It fills the Jets' biggest need. It's kind of a position wide receiver that's a luxury for the Cowboys. They're loaded there. And the number one pick is something I don't think the Jets will make a trade without getting a number one pick. And then on the other side, Jamal Adams is the best safety in the NFL, and safety is probably the Cowboys' biggest need. And I know people are devaluing safeties like they have tried to devalue running backs, but I think it's been proven that you still need to run the ball to win championships, and you still need to play, and most of all, you really need to play good defense. And he fills a hole that's been there since Darren Woodson.
He is Gary Myers, a writer with the New York Daily News, reporting today regards the possibility of a trade, Jamal Adams from the Jets to the Dallas Cowboys. Gary, I'm curious, in your mind, what do you see as a stumbling block, if there is in fact one? Is it Jamal Adams' future contract for the Dallas Cowboys, or is it the loss of a first-round pick? What do you think the primary issue would be for the deal to be made?
Well, I just want to correct you on one thing. I left the Daily News about 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, sir.
It's been a long time. I was there for 29 years, so
I've done that twice. Well, I'm looking at your Brady versus Manning book on my bookshelf right now. So, if you want to get the best stuff, go to buy the book.
Well, I appreciate you give me a little plug there with that. Well, if the Cowboys make the trade, they won't do it without having a contract in place, because otherwise they'd just be renting Adams for a year or two, and they're not going to give up the compensation that the Jets would want just to rent a player. So that would be worked out ahead of time. And clearly, if they get to that point, it's because they've agreed with the Jets on compensation. So the Jets would go, the Cowboys would go into this knowing what Adams would want. And you have to figure he's going to try to hit the top of the market for safeties. And I think Eddie Jackson of the Bears currently resides there at around, I'm not sure the exact numbers, but it's, you know, in the mid-teens per year, like, 14 or 15 million a year. So if the Cowboys pursue this, they're going to do it knowing what it's going to cost them compensation-wise. And I don't think that would be that hard to settle with the Jets. And then they'll know what the top of the market is for safeties, and they have to figure that that's what it could have cost to sign Adams. So I think the biggest hurdle that has to be cleared right now is that the Jets have to make the decision that, yes, we're going to shop him around for sure, and if we get an offer that we like, we're going to make the trade. I don't know that they're quite there yet, but it seems to be certainly trending in that direction. And the fact that we already know what the Jets want, and that the first and the third is out there already. I would think that I must just say I wouldn't be shocked if it gets traded before training camp starts.
And Gary, as you say that, you wouldn't be shocked that he gets traded before training camp starts. Obviously, the Cowboys need the safety. The first-round pick would be on the table. The Cowboys have offered that. The third-round pick is, they've got that as well. They'll have that easily done. And so, I guess, because we know the Jets want to keep him, but is this really Jamal Adams pushing his way out of the New York Jets and onto the Dallas Cowboys?
I think it's Jamal Adams trying to push his way to get a contract. He's been pretty forthcoming that he wants to stay in New York, that he's happy with the Jets. He just wants to get paid. And if he can't get paid by the Jets, then I think his first choice is to get paid by the Cowboys. And he's in somewhat control of where he winds up because, like I just mentioned a minute ago, you know, no team is going to trade for him without having a new contract in place because then it could just be a year or two rental. So if they say, okay, we're going to trade you to the Bills, he said, well, go ahead and trade me there, but I'm not signing a contract, and then the Bills won't make that trade. The other team that I heard pretty strong today was the Ravens, and that makes a lot of sense also. Especially, we're not really sure what's happening with the Ravens and Earl Thomas after that incident a couple of weeks ago, so he would fit in perfectly there. I think that Adams is definitely trying to force the Jets' hand here, either to sign him or trade him. So it's a classic, instead of play me or trade me, it's pay me or trade me.
Gary, I think that the first place a lot of people's minds go to is why won't the Jets commit to paying him? I mean, I think that that's maybe there's a common sense answer, maybe there's not. Obviously, I mean, to your own point, Jamal is the best safety in the NFL. What is the holdup? I know some teams don't like to jump the gun after the third year, especially for first round picks when they have so much team control. I mean, what is the situation there?
Well, you just hit it on the head there. I mean, they got him under contract for this year. They've already, you know, met the deadline for the fifth-year option, and then they can franchise them at least twice if they wanted to go down that road. It gets expensive after a while. So they don't feel the need to do it right now. And, you know, Joe Douglas is new on this job. He's only been here just about a year. So we don't know where he stands in terms of developing a philosophy on some things. But he seems to have dug in pretty good that he doesn't want to give Adams a new contract after 3 years, that he wants to wait until after the fourth year. He might back off on that depending on what happens in the offseason. You know, does Adams show up at training camp on time without a new contract? Does he take part in the mini camps, the virtual mini camps? He's not taking part in the OTAs, the virtual OTAs. Maybe they just want to see, you know, how committed he is to the Jets, and then if they're convinced of that by September or October, maybe they open negotiations with him now, with him then, rather. But it's very clear they have no intention of signing him to a new contract before the regular season starts. That doesn't mean they don't want him to sign him to a new contract at some point. They just want to do it on their timetable.
Different time frames for sure. Gary Myers joining us here on ESPN San Antonio on top of the possibility of a trade for with Jamal Adams, whether to the Cowboys or elsewhere. Gary, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of a Friday to join us with your insight. Take care and stay safe, Gary. Thanks for being on the Blitz.
Thank you very much. Everybody there in Texas, stay safe as well.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.